A reminder now of where we've been with this story today. It began this morning with a press conference by Attorney General William Barr.
The Deputy Attorney General and I concluded that the evidence developed by the special counsel is not sufficient to establish that the president committed an obstruction of justice offense.
Yep, that question again. Obstruction of justice was the big one on everyone's minds a few weeks ago. When special counsel Robert Mueller announced he'd finished his investigation and sent a final report to Barr's office. Mueller did not indict President Trump on obstruction of justice or any other charge, but the special counsel also clearly states in his report that he doesn't exonerate the president either. Journalist and Mueller biographer Garrett Graff has been following this saga closely, possibly closer than almost anyone. Here's his take today.
This is, in some ways, a much more troubling report, I think, than we had been imagining we were going to be seeing today.
Graff says where the criminal justice system may reach one conclusion, the political system could have another approach.
Mueller really seems to be framing his view of obstruction as a referral to Congress to pick up and deal with whether this is something that they feel rises to the level of impeachment.
Not to be lost in all of this are the actions of the Russian government. Attorney General Barr and Special Counselor Mueller agree the Russian government was active and persistent in disrupting the 2016 U.S. election. Barr said resolutely this morning the president had nothing to do with their efforts.
The Russian government sought to interfere in our election process. But thanks to the special counsel's thorough investigation, we now know that the Russian operatives who perpetrated these schemes did not have the cooperation of President Trump or the Trump campaign.
Mueller's report is more nuanced on that question. Mueller writes at length about the shades of difference between active conspiracy and unwitting help. In Russia, though, that nuance makes little difference, as independent Russian journalist Mikhail Fishman told me earlier.
Of course, Mueller's findings prove for Putin and for the Kremlin that the Kremlin has succeeded in his ultimate goal to help Trump get elected and to damage Hillary Clinton as a presidential candidate. Of course, they would try to build on this accomplishment.
There is a lot to carefully read and examine in this 448-page report. If you'd have walked into our newsroom around 11:30 this morning, you would have seen our entire team reading silently and heard only the sound of keyboard typing as they took notes. Here's what we found.
I just finished, actually.
Some of these sections are really tantalizing.
I'm finding that it's not colorful like I expected it to be.
I think the report gets good on page 41. I think that's the money page.
They didn't think this would rise to the level of a criminal violation.
The goal was to get access to higher level officials.
Looks like about a third of that paragraph is blacked out.
And then Manafort recalled that Trump responded that Manafort should redact it. Manafort was getting pressure about redacted.
They recruited random people to do crazy stuff like walk around in Santa Claus outfits and Trump masks.
A lot of, I don't remember meeting so-and-so at this meeting.
Specifying how Trump was not happy at all.
And so it's really kind of, it feels like a trip back through time.
Gives you just a little idea of what our day was like today. So much more to say on the Mueller report, and we'll be following the story closely in the days ahead.